Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I chat with Jane Livingston, who is the president of the Knowlton Literary Association, all about this year's annual Knowlton Literary Festival. One thing in particular to take note of this year is the addition of a journalism panel. I had the chance to speak with Jane a little bit about the panel and what people can expect from this year's Knowlton Literary Festival. Jane, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on down to CIDI to talk all about the Knowlton Literary Festival. I know people are always super excited for this event, so thanks so much for coming on down.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I thank you for giving us this coverage, and we're happy to get the message out through CIDI.
It's my pleasure. So, Jane, like I mentioned, we're here to discuss the annual Knowlton Literary Festival that is put on here in our wonderful community of Knowlton. Mm-hmm. And there's something that piqued my curiosity this year about the festival, which is the journalism panel that was added to the program for this year's event. So is this something new for the festival, holding a panel like this that's particularly focused on journalism? Is this something new for the event?
The panel aspect is not new. We have certainly used that as a forum in the past, but the journalism angle is a little different. It is an extension of the written word. So the festival doesn't have to be just about fiction or nonfiction. The association has felt a certain concern, as many of us have, about the future of journalism vis-a-vis artificial intelligence, the threats out there facing journalists, the cutbacks to newspapers, television, all forms of delivery. So we wanted to address that concern, and we also chose journalists who are also authors. Paul Wells, who has written a book about the freedom, I don't even know what they refer to it as, but when
the Freedom Convoy.
The Freedom Convoy in Ottawa. Jackie McNeish has written a book about the rise and fall of BlackBerry, and it has since been made into a film that's being presented at the TIFF. And then, of course, Wendy Mesley, who is now a resident of the area, longtime, CBC journalist, and a personal friend, actually, of Louise Penny. They are all colleagues and friends, so it just seemed like a perfect fit.
So this idea to hold this panel came together because they suggested it to the festival?
No. You just worked together? I reached out to them. It was when I met Wendy Mesley last year that the penny dropped for me that I thought, she's a well-known figure, so articulate, and this, as I say, a subject area, all journalism, that's a bit of concern to me and all the other board members. So that was where it started. So we reached out to them.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, some people might be like, journalism? Like, when people think of literary, they think of books.
They think of
poetry.
That's right.
So this panel will bring to the festival and contribute to the festival differently than if you're looking, at a novel or something of the sorts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Now, in the press release, it highlights that those taking part in the panel, which, like you mentioned, Wendy Mesley, her and guests, investigative journalists, Jackie McNeish and Paul Wells, right. Political editor Maclean's Magazine, to discuss their views on the end of journalism. Mm-hmm. Now, you kind of mentioned...
Question mark.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I'm hoping that's not the case.
Yes, that's right. So are we all.
And you kind of mentioned it, Jane, the threats and everything to journalists. But I was just wondering, from your perspective, why did you think it would be important to bring this to our community, in particular? Why do you think it would be important for community members here in Brome, Missisquoi, and in Brome Lake to hear this topic of discussion and to hear these journalists speaking together?
Well, I think, the festival by its very nature attracts readers. So, they're generally too, I don't want to paint everybody with the same brush, but they're generally well-read in terms of current events. And journalism is of major, we all go to our newspapers, we all go to our CBC radio programs or whatever the other outlets are. And so it's not just Knowlton, it's everywhere. Anywhere where there are readers, they're generally going to be concerned about how messages are getting out there.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. And do you hope to include something similar next year, you know, and expanding on that if the panel is a success and if people show interest in this topic? And do you hope to include maybe more journalists in your...
Well, it's hard to say. You know, yeah. The focus is literary, but that, you know, we're taking it out into new areas. You know, this is the first year where we're kind of exploring the spoken word and performance art in the form of Rowan Higgins's performance, a well-known Montreal-based spoken word artist. She's going to combine motion and music and words and dance. Wow. So, you know, it's really moving beyond just the book on the page. And now, of course, we're reading our books on our phones, on our tablets. We will respond to changing worlds. Yeah. Journalism might be something that we might touch upon, you know, who knows. For next year, we just want to get this one put to bed first.
Yeah, and just see if it piques any curiosity.
Or just so you know, ticket sales are really, really strong for the journalism panel.
Okay, so that just reflects the interest here in the area.
Absolutely.
You know, and as an area where, you know, we kind of have limited access to media outlets.
Yes, that's right.
I think that's even more important to talk about, you know, in rural communities here where we're seeking that information.
Yeah, daily. I mean, when did we last see a newspaper?
It's hard. It's very, very hard.
Yeah.
And now let's get into the rest of the festival a little bit more. You kind of mentioned, my next question was, are there other new additions? And you kind of already introduced one. So I didn't know if you wanted to talk about other new avenues that you're exploring this year for our community.
Well, Rowan Higgins, who I mentioned, will be performing. She's our opening act, so to speak, on the Friday night. But she's also speaking to the kids, or I should say the students at Massivania High School. She's done a lot of outreach to young people. And so she will have a totally different presentation for them. I'm not privy yet to that, to what the content will be. But the school is very excited to have her out there. And she's young. She's vibrant. She's, you know, I think the students are really going to like her. At Knowlton Academy, Barbara Reed, you're probably of an age where you may have read her storybooks as a child.
She sounds familiar to me.
She works with plasticine figures, and those are all her figures in her books. This will be her second visit to Knowlton Academy. She was here many, many years ago, but the Knowlton Academy is having her back through our invitation.
Oh, wonderful. So lots to look forward to for the students. I love that idea. Not just the general public, but...
That's right. That's right. And that's part of our mandate is to, you know, reach out to the younger population, get them turned on to books and, you know, poetry and arts. Yeah,
definitely. And what do you think that these authors, you know, bring to the table? They all are special in their own way.
Yes.
But why were you so keen on having these individuals that you have a part of your program this year? Why were you so keen on bringing them here to our...
Well, it was just such a great cross-section of people. Like Rowan represents a whole exciting world that, you know, it's fairly new to Knowlton. You know, we're pretty old-fashioned down here. Then there's Zoe, who is originally, she lived in the townships at one time, grew up on a sheep farm here, and has now made a career in Toronto as an author. She's also been a writer for TV shows. She's written comedy for a couple of CBC situational comedies. So she's young. She's an emerging artist, although she's got 3 novels under her belt already.
Wow.
So there's that variety of a young new woman with a local heritage to her. And then with Clayton Thomas Mueller, who is just, he wrote, it's basically, I think, a biography, Life in the City of Dirty Water, which is a story of him growing up in Winnipeg as First Nations. But he's also been really involved in environmental issues with an international organization called 350.org. So he is a strong environmentalist. So he will be bringing part of that message, I'm sure, to the audience in Knowlton. He's also going to be bringing his drum. So again, there's going to be, you know, and he will have, he will certainly have a different cultural approach than you and I are familiar with.
Yeah, so it really just brings a variety to our community, and there's a little something for everyone, and it seems like it touches on issues that are also affecting our communities as well.
Exactly. We are trying to respond to what the public is interested in, you know, and plugging them in a little bit more. And then, of course, I don't even need to promote Kathy Reichs. I mean, her ticket sales are going through the roof. You know, everybody, especially of my age bracket, everybody reads her books. Her TV show, Bones, is, and that's been going, I think, for 18 years. And it's, we're just thrilled that she has agreed to come. So.
Yeah, you have just very well-established individuals in the field.
Yes, and it allows us to bring, shall we say, lesser-known artists and, you know, get everybody, like, open your eyes up to these new emerging artists and let them have an opportunity to rub shoulders with some of the more established writers.
And what's great about the Knowlton Literary Festival is that you always ensure that you make room for your local.
Yes. Oh, yes, our local authors. That's the big kickoff on Thursday night at Brome Lake Books. And now their names are going to escape me at the moment, but they're all outlined on our website.
Yes.
But we're very excited. That's always, and it's always, it's a very casual, very friendly, familiar, because it's all local. So it's a really nice warm up to the major festival.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. And what are your hopes for this year's festival, Jane? You know, the Knowlton Literary Festival, I've covered it many times and it just keeps growing and getting stronger and becoming more known.
Yes.
So what do you hope to accomplish with all of these great new additions and expansions on the festival?
Well, we hope, and we sort of feel like we're at that tipping point where we have, you know, really, we've established our name. We actually have authors and publishers now reaching out to us. And that's huge for us. And to get, and I think Louise Penny has been, she's our honorary chairperson. I think she's been largely instrumental in putting us on the map. She's supported us in all manners of ways, you know, and we just hope that we can keep this momentum going, that we will continue to draw big names that will allow us to, you know, expose lesser known artists and keep a spectrum of interest, topics, subjects. So there's something a little bit for everyone.
You know, I love to read. As adults, sometimes life escapes from us and we don't always get to dive into our books.
That's
and
right.
Into our escapes.
Well, you know, people your age, you're keeping the wheels of the economy going, right? You're out there working. Many of you have families, you've got kids, and you've got two careers and a household. It's hard to take the time to stop and read a book, whatever. And we'd love to be able to just give you little snippets. So, you know, dedicate a couple of hours and come and check the authors out.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Jane, but please feel free to mention anything else, perhaps when the festival kicks off and maybe where people can find information if ever they're interested in learning more.
Okay, well, for sure, ticket sales are hot, but they're ongoing. You can just click on tickets here on our website, or you can easily get in touch with Lucy or Danny at Brome Lake Books. They'll facilitate the purchase of the tickets. It kicks off on Friday night officially, the opening event. It will be set up at the community center in the main room, kind of cabaret style.
Okay.
People will be sitting at round tables because Rowan Higgins will be putting on a performance. It won't be somebody standing at a lectern. So wine and nibbles will be served. And then the other events all start at noon at the community center. They kick off with Zoe Wittall and then Clayton Thomas Mueller, the journalism panel, and the evening wraps up with Kathy Reichs. So we hope to see you all there.
And this is not this weekend coming, but the weekend following, right?
Yeah, the 12th to the 14th.
Perfect. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much again, Jane. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. Lovely.
CIDI plans to follow up with Wendy Mesley on the journalism panel, so stay tuned for more details. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.